Saved by the No Men. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe. Saved by the No Men. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by ZipRecruiter. What do we make of this latest story that back in June, the president gave an order to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller, but was stopped by White House lawyer Don McGahn, who threatened to resign if he went through with it? I know there are some doubts this actually happened. And maybe he was misunderstood. I mean, perhaps instead of saying, I want Mueller fired, he was saying, I want Mueller fired up. I want Mueller fired up about pursuing this witch hunt. That's the best I can do. But now let's suppose it did happen as reported. It would mean that he isn't surrounded just by yes men, but that he's got a few no men, too. That a White House lawyer had the guts to tell the president no is a good thing, and that he kept his job after doing it, also a good thing. In 1971, Richard Nixon sent a list of 200 Democrats to IRS Commissioner Randolph Thrower with orders to figure out a way to prosecute them. Thrower refused. Nixon fired him, appointed a new commissioner, Johnny Mack Walters, and sent over the same enemies list. Walters showed it to the Treasury Secretary, George Shultz. Both agreed to lock up the list and ignore Nixon's order. Now, I don't know what Trump did or didn't do, but I'm going to propose, I got a glass here, I propose a toast to the no men. Here's hoping there are a few of them hovering around the big red button, too. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.